This is Robert Decker. You are listening to Everyone Needs a Spotter.
What is up, everybody? This is Steve, the Don Donadio, with Everybody Needs a Spotter. And there's just a little bit of a change here. We no longer have Steve Heitzer here as the host of Everybody Needs a Spotter. I'm better. just kidding. All jokes aside, just he couldn't be here today. So us three here are representing. And to the left of me, I have Emily V. What's going on, Emily?
What's going on? It's a snowy Friday. It's been kind of a freezing cold, snowy week. Bit of a crazy week, but we've come to the week's end here, and now we're together to do a little podcast.
Yeah, it's definitely a snowy week for sure. It's probably the most active week ever, because last year I feel like we had nothing compared to this past week. That being the case, Robert, what's going on, bud? How are you?
Doing well, Steven. Thanks for asking so politely, in fact. The snow is here. You know, we are in Baltimore, and in Baltimore we generally get snow, but it has been a few years, but we've got it pretty good this year. We're at the new place, and we can hear all the machines outside doing their thing, right? As opposed to us doing our thing.
That's true.
Nice change.
Yes, it is. So good to see that. Playoff weekend. Anybody remember Steven saying something about the Dolphins?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Well, there's always next year.
So go Ravens. But yeah, back to you, Steven.
Yeah, now that the Dolphins are out, now I can officially cheer for the Ravens since I technically live in Maryland. So, my wife and I will be cheering for the Ravens, and my wife naturally always cheers for the Ravens because she's from this area. But yes, circling back to the good old days of us, you know, getting up to the office, to the old warehouse at 5, 6 a.m., scrambling to shovel just so the cars can get out of that epic driveway. Man, I'm glad that we don't have to do that anymore. But as far as like my weekend goes, I honestly just watching the playoff games, crying a little bit in the corner, and that's pretty much what my weekend was, recovering from that. But Emily, what did you do?
Man, I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. Well, Bob, your son had his graduation party, so we were attending that.
That's right.
And then I had some family in town to attend that as well, so it was a little bit of party, a little bit of family time, so it was good.
Yeah, and a shout out to the folks at Wonderfly Arena in Timonium. They set up the location for my son, and it was very nice. The team there seemed to help with the games. It was a lot of fun. Definitely recommend it if you're trying to have it for a large gathering where you want to get people involved in game playing, from video games to basketball shooting to...
It really was something for everybody.
Was. Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun. Everyone was kind of involved in something, and so it went fairly well. And again, we went in with, you know, expectations that it was going to be at least enough room for everyone, but then it turned out to be a really nice event. So it was nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You were there, Steven.
I was there too. Yeah, it was pretty cool event. I've never been to that place. Seems like they get a lot of business, but it was pretty neat to see how they divided the games and set up certain rooms to accommodate whatever party that you're looking to have. So it was pretty cool to see. Overall, pretty eventful weekend. But let's get to the meaty stuff. Let's get to the things that the management companies, the property managers, the regional managers want to hear about. And one of the things that we were talking about last week, and we've noticed this trend, and it comes in waves, where some properties they don't pursue a service contract because they recently purchased new units. Robert, have you been seeing this trend as of late?
Yeah, and I think that comes down to maybe a misconception of the equipment, meaning if you buy new, then I shouldn't have to feel that I need to do any kind of maintenance. So it's not isolated to one particular property or one particular person per se, as far as a mindset, but it's kind of gone into quite a few people who feel like, hey, you know what? I just spent several thousand dollars on some equipment. It's probably best that I just hold off on the contract until they're out of warranty.
Yeah, it seems to be that that's been the MO lately is, you know, since they're under warranty, if things, you know, break, then it'll be addressed then and under warranty, and they don't have to worry about spending anything for, I don't know, let's say a product is comes with like a 3 or 5 year warranty, which is pretty standard now in the industry. You know, in the mindset of a couple property managers, they might reason, well, they don't have to spend anything in the fitness center for 5 years, but that's not necessarily the case. And we'll talk a little bit about the benefits to having a service contract, to having eyes in the fitness center, and some of the cons as far as not having a service contract with units that are brand new and having factory warranties. So I would say let's focus in a little bit on the negative aspect of not having a service contract. I would think in terms of safety, Emily, what do you think? In terms of safety in the fitness center, let's say a property doesn't have a service contract, doesn't have eyes in the fitness center looking at the equipment. What are some issues that properties expose themselves?
Well, one thing that comes to mind, well, a couple of things. I mean, just, you know, the equipment's being used now. It's not that it's going to remain perfect, just like a car. So it's getting used regularly. It could be even being used wrong, being abused by the users. So things can happen. Cables get worn. Emergency safety clips for treadmills, they can fall off or rip off or whatever. And so you don't know what you don't know. And so the thing is, the equipment's in there to be used. And just because it's brand new, it's still going to go through the wear and tear of and get beat up on a normal basis. That's the point of it.
Yeah, that's a great thought. A lot of times that's some of the things that people are unaware of, is if you don't have eyes in the fitness center, techs in the fitness center to kind of go over the equipment and do some sort of a maintenance, well, then you're not going to have those things caught ahead of time to prevent injury and possibly to prevent litigation, because property managers or properties can be exposed to those sorts of things. And let's say, for instance, Robert, if a fitness center gets used heavily, what can happen with the result of a simple, I don't know, let's say a loose bolt on a piece of strength unit? If it's used for an extended period of time, what can eventually happen?
Well, I was trying to think of some examples that I could give you in reference to that. I guess one that could stand out is if you have something loose, say it's as simple as just adjusting something on a functional and the handle itself is loose and they're trying to use it in an improper way, meaning they are pulling on it and instead of it gliding easily, it's scraping or maybe it's bending something. Those things get often ignored because the people using it, because it's not theirs, may not have the same investment as if it was theirs personal to come to the property management and say, hey, there's a problem with this unit. We need to address it. But again, that looseness, that's something that gets checked. I was also just thinking of, and unfortunately, we have to bring this to your attention, equipment gets used in a way that it's not supposed to. I think of one area as a lat pull-down cable that gets used sometimes as a tricep push-down. And what happens is that a user will stand and pull the cable towards them, and that will then bring the cable in contact with the guide that prevents it from going off the pulley. and that metal on metal will rub the cable, and we've seen that several times because of misuse. But if you catch it early enough, it doesn't do a lot of damage. But to Steven's point, if you don't catch it early, you ride out the entire time, the facility's unmanned and not inspected on a regular basis, then you're going to have cable and frame issues if it's not checked on the regular basis.
Yeah, you make a you bring up a good point in terms of that lat pull down cable situation, because a lot of technicians seem to see that problem happening frequently, and I don't know if it's like a YouTube trend or some sort of trainers that people see and they do those techniques in the fitness center, and so you know naturally those people will do the same thing in the fitness centers. But the other thing too to think about is, If you have a maintenance contract from day one when the units get installed, and then a tech goes out there within 3 months of of the units being installed and they're noticing that trend, what can a tech help as far as the property managers and arm themselves and protect themselves in terms of that situation in itself? What do you think, Emily?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking that we bring that to their attention, like something's being maybe misused or whatever. We can let them know that somebody in here is not performing the exercises correctly on the machine, and then maybe they can look at their video cameras. They can put up, they can put up signs that say, about proper usage and things like that to help protect themselves.
Yes, exactly. That's the point that I was thinking of is, if you find this situation happening, it could be one person, it could be two people, it could be a couple of people. But what happens is if you don't catch it early and then other people see in the fitness center that, they're doing this technique to that, well, it can be contagious. And then you have a lot of people using it, mimicking each other, damaging the equipment more and more and not even realizing it. And so, that in itself saves you so much headaches from having a service contract, because things like that can be detected at the beginning stages. The other thing too, Emily, you had a thought?
Well, I was just thinking, we've had conversations about this before, and how sometimes there's a lot of the times that the people who are using the equipment, your residents, they don't bring problems. They don't report problems or issues with the equipment. And so, things can happen and we won't be able to catch it while it's still under warranty, or try and submit it as a warranty claim. And so that's another thing that is a problem.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. That's one of the things that I was thinking of as well. And Robert, to go to you, let's say I'm going to paint this picture for you. Let's say there's five treadmills in a facility, okay? One of them has problems. How often do you think that treadmill might get reported? Why or why not?
Well, you're probably at a 20% chance, right? 5 out of 100 is 20, and 20% chance that someone will report that.
That's true.
Numbers.
So just doing the numbers thing, but it could probably be even less than that, depending on a user. If you don't get all the machines used at the same time, generally, going back to the days of being in a big box gym, I'd go in. If I didn't think that treadmill was operating properly, I'd move on to the next one. I didn't say anything. I just figured they knew.
Yeah.
And I assume most users would say, oh, okay, well, I'm sure they're aware of that. And
knew
I'll just
and
move
didn't
on.
Care.
Yeah, just move on and they'll figure it out, kind of thing. But yeah, that's a shame, because as that time passes, that warranty is just ticking away, and it's not benefiting the property, because it could be something simple or it could be something very expensive, and you hate to see it get outside the warranty because it wasn't noticed within the warranty period.
Yeah, great. You bring up a great point, because if you have those five treadmills, you get that one person and they get on the one treadmill that they don't particularly feel like is working right, and they're the type that they don't like to complain about anything, or they don't want to waste their time because there's four other treadmills that they can just hop on. Well, what's going to happen? They're going to get on the other treadmill and they won't complain. And then the same scenario might repeat itself with other people. They get on that one treadmill, They move on to the next one, and before you know it, 4 years go by. You got that treadmill that's been down forever, and no one's complained about it. And it's sad, you know, when you can take advantage of those warranties. Now, to kind of turn this around in terms of warranties go, and we've been seeing this too, especially now that companies are tightening up, inflation is being an issue, and sometimes companies can be a little stingy in terms of warranty and they ask more questions. What can properties find themselves under? Let's say, for instance, they don't have a contract or the units haven't been inspected, and then they call 3 years down the road for a problem with a treadmill. What might potentially happen? What do you think, Robert?
I thought for sure he was going to ask.
Or Emily.
You.
Let's see if Emily.
No, Bob, you looked at me like you wanted to answer first.
So I think what Stevens alluded to, you could put even in an automotive illustration, if you don't take your vehicle in for routine maintenance that's required at a certain amount of mileage, that you run the risk that if you do have a problem, that manufacturer will decide you didn't follow the guidelines to protect that investment. And since you didn't hold up your end, which is part of the owner's manual, then they reserve the right not to honor that warranty. So likewise, that happens in the fitness industry, depending on the abuse the machine has gone under, how well it's been maintained. You know, the factory has the right to say whether that will qualify for a warranty. And if we're there, we're obviously going to be representing the factory in the sense that we're their eyes and ears. And if we explain to them the condition of the unit and the customer can't say, hey, I had a maintenance contract, then again, they run the risk that the factory will say no and have the right to say no.
Yeah, you bring up a good point because we have seen that before in times past. And I'm starting to see a trend where some manufacturers are starting to be a little bit more particular, ask more questions. Essentially, they want to try to find a reason to deny a warranty claim.
Sure.
And normally, we tend to see that those things happen when you know we have the economy that we have right now, where spending is less, inflation is an issue. And so everyone naturally will tend to not spend as much and become a little bit more stingy in terms of warranties go. So we kind of discussed a little bit about the cons of not having a service contract, and let's flip it on the other side and in terms of the benefits of having a service contract. Now, in terms of safety, I'll go back to you, Emily. If we have a service contract, or the property managers and the properties have a service contract, in terms of safety, what kind of advantages and benefits would they get under a service contract? What do you think?
Why am I drawing a blank?
Well, what do they protect themselves from?
Well, they protect themselves from anybody getting hurt, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, causing problems and liability and things like that. But
yeah, in terms of, like, for instance, you know, having a tech regularly there, at least on a quarterly basis, even if the machine's 3 months old, to Robert's point, a simple loose bolt can create so many issues, even from a safety standpoint. But when there's a service contract with a technician, in terms of downtime, Robert, downtime for a place that is not under a contract versus a place that is under a contract, is there a difference?
Of course there is. And I think most technicians that are out there, like us, certainly want to keep our contracted customers as happy as possible. And since they have dedicated their funds to us to maintain their fitness equipment, we put them at priority so that we get out there as soon as possible so that the downtime is minimized. So there is that priority that they get. I was going to spin off on another area that is certainly a positive. It's just that if you simply just walk into a fitness center as a property manager, new equipment will look new for quite some time. You won't notice a problem. And so the checks and balances that technicians have, both factory and even within our own company, we have our own checks that have to be passed. That's how you find any issues before you get outside that warranty period. So what noise a treadmill may make, some people may say, oh, that sounds normal, sounds like a treadmill, but that might not be the case, and a technician who's trained is going to pick up on that. Another thing is making sure that, you know, lubrication is applied properly in certain areas and that the proper lubrication is applied. So there's steps to be taken, again, to give you that return, because you don't buy equipment simply for the length of the warranty. You buy it for longer than that. And so by having that contract throughout that period, what you may even benefit from is you may be able to stay to a routine of 2-3 visits and be able to maintain that for the life of the equipment without service calls in between every so often, if you keep everything, you know, top notch and checked out during the early times that the equipment's being used.
Yeah, that's a good point, especially in terms of return on investment. And, you know, property managers and owners, regional managers alike, they like to talk in terms of return on investment, especially on things when they're, you know, revamping hallways, offices, fitness centers, whatever the case may be. Return on investment always is discussed. And in terms of a fitness center, I mean, let's be honest, a full fitness center is not, it's not going to be cheap. Getting all new cardio, all new strength, and the goal is to at least, you know, for the next 7 years, you don't have to worry about it if you got it a complete new gym. It would be sad to see those properties not take advantage of those warranties, you said. And so, Emily, here's a question to you.
Oh, gosh.
Let's see. Just, I love putting people on the spot. But let's say, for instance, there's maybe 6 months left on their warranty for their parts, right? Mm-hmm. And there's one more visit for the tech to come out to do the maintenance to all the equipment. And the tech is starting to notice some issues with some of the product, wear and tear. Is there a benefit to having that warranty approached at the time? And what kind of benefit do you think?
Steven, you're really asking difficult questions. They're very specific. But yet, I don't know. I feel like he really, like, really said a very long but specific question.
You're hanging on every word he's saying.
Yes.
So
he doesn't finish the sentence.
Say it again.
So let's
toss
say
me the ball again.
So think in terms of return on investment, okay? And let's say the property is able to take full advantage of that part warranty 6 months before the warranty goes up. Essentially, is that extending their life, the life of the treadmill, a little bit further beyond their warranty?
Yes. I mean, definitely. So, like, and another thing, too, I was thinking about just was the fact that there is nothing more sad, and I'll let you get to your, back to your point, Stephen, but there is nothing more sad than when we install a whole new gym and we're so excited about that because we know this property, like, we've been waiting and waiting for this property to be able to upgrade their equipment, and then they don't continue their maintenance services, and then we go back out there for any kind of other issue, and we see the condition of the equipment. That is so devastating to see.
It is sad to see.
It is. I could add to that. So then it becomes a situation where, how do we get there to begin with? I mean, if it's a new development, putting new equipment in, obviously it was that type of purchase. But a lot of times when we are servicing older equipment, properties, now it's time. You know, they've gotten older. The repair costs are going to obviously exceed what you should put into this unit. And so with that said, we recommend new equipment. But we don't recommend new equipment without the maintenance. because then we're back again to square one, that you're going to start spending money that you didn't have to, because you, if you'd have started maintaining it, the machine early on, then you would have prevented this. So, but to add to that just slightly is that I have become a little more straightforward with customers, especially when they're buying multiple units from us, to include maintenance. Because I think if I get them right from the beginning, that a lot of times it's easier for me. So the education that we're giving them now is great, but sometimes I take it upon myself to add it in because I know that that is that beneficial for that machine in order to get, and you know, the life that I'd like to see it get for the property itself. So I'll add it in, you know, the install we did in Virginia together. Mm-hmm. You know, they're good for 3 years. It's basically, they don't have to touch it. RMS takes care of it. And just the plug there, but that sets us apart, is when we sell equipment, especially an entire room, and we refresh it, we throw in the maintenance for the length of the warranty. So that, you know, it's kind of like us signing off, hey, you made a really good decision here, because we're going to take care of you for the next 3 to 5 years. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah,
you make a great point. And to those properties that are in this in-between stage where they're not under contract and they still have warranties, I encourage all property managers, I encourage those under HOA boards, those under corporate facilities, if your equipment is within 2 to 3, maybe even 4 years old, why don't you check on your warranty status, check and see if there's still part warranties available, and see, why don't you have a company out to inspect all the equipment before the warranty goes out and see if there's a possibility of taking advantage of those warranties before they go out to help extend the life, and to give you that return on investment. It's certainly something that, you know, we encourage everyone to do, to follow up on that as well. Now, to kind of button this up in terms of the, almost like a final benefit, what does that do, Robert, to the properties when there is regular maintenance, there's constant eyes being checked in the fitness center? What does that do to the confidence of, let's say, for instance, a leasing agent who takes potential new tenants into the room to help display the, showcase the gym?
Yeah, that's kind of where we really shine, I guess is a word I would look for there, that the property manager, the leasing agent, they're going to get a new resident possibly. And so they're going to walk what is considered the number one amenity that they have, right? If it's not, you can't, I mean, this time of year, you can't take them out to the pool, right? I mean, the pool would be the other thing. But I forget who we were talking to. What was our last meeting with True Fitness? And they talked about student housing, and what was, they did a survey and they said what was most important to the students, and it was the fitness center over Wi-Fi, which is pretty important if you think about it. So yeah, so when a leasing agent knows that the fitness center is being cared for, because again, the details that go into that, we probably mentioned this on a previous podcast, but our techs go in, inspect the entire room. If you're fortunate enough, and Emily is on that crew, she'll go through and pick up the accessories off the floor and present the room the way it's supposed to be presented, so that when you do show off the room, that it looks exactly like that. So giving the team, or the property management team, that is, peace of mind that, hey, I don't have to worry about going into the fitness center. I'm not going to see a bunch of out of order signs. I'm going to go in, present something, make a nice first hand experience go well, right? That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to accomplish that new client, and by having a nice running fitness center that's clean and organized, well, that's going to look real good to them.
Yeah, you make a good point. Emily, you had a thought?
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, it's not just a good selling point for the the leasing person, but also for the users of the gym. I firmly believe that when your gym looks like, or any gym looks like it's being cared after, and there's a lot of pride put into the cleanliness of the facility, that other people walk in and respect that too. So, you know, they don't leave it trashed, or they're not, their mentality won't most likely to be, okay, this place looks like trash, let me leave it like trash. If it does look like trash, they might leave it like trash. But if it looks good and well kept, they're going to respect the equipment, they're going to respect the surrounding areas. And that's just my firm belief. I mean, that's how I feel when I walk into a gym. Another thing that I thought about that we didn't really touch on, but the perks of a maintenance plan is seeing tendencies, and the tendencies of maybe one specific treadmill getting used more than another treadmill, just based on location in the room. Maybe it's in front of a fan, maybe it's in front of a window or a TV, and it's just the one treadmill that everyone goes to, and it's getting more wear and tear than the other ones. Well, we'll pick up on that, and then we will suggest rotating the equipment around so that it all gets equal wear on it.
Yeah, actually, I completely forgot about that. You just reminded me of another benefit. Man, you 100%, you know, and the only real way to know is to have eyes on that equipment and to get into the screen settings to see the mileage. And it'll work for treadmills, it'll work for bikes, ellipticals. If the techs see a trend, no doubt it would be brought to the attention of the property managers to help even out the wear and help you with in terms of return on investment. And also in terms of like first impressions too. You can have a good first impression or a bad first impression. I'm trying to remember, how many seconds was it? Do you remember?
19.
So you have 19 seconds. So by the time you open the door and you have your tenant, potential tenant in the fitness center, you have approximately 19 seconds to leave either a good impression or a bad impression. So with those odds, wouldn't you think that it would probably play in the favor of the property managers and the properties to have a maintenance contract? Well, clearly, yes. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. Robert?
You proved it to me, Stephen. Sign me up.
I'm sold, Stephen.
Good. I'll process the papers to get this thing started immediately. But yeah, no. All jokes aside, it's definitely, like we talked about, having that maintenance contract, regardless of the warranty, even if you're out of warranty, clearly you would benefit from a maintenance contract. But even if it's brand new, right out of the box, it's important to have techs out there to inspect the equipment, to make sure it's safe, to increase your return on investment, to make sure it gives tenants a good first impression, to make them want to come to your facilities and to rent and to stay renting for an extended period of time, to help all properties, to help HOAs, to help corporate facilities, and to help us too. A little plug there too, but but yeah, that's our episode in a nutshell. But other than that, Emily, what's on tap for your weekend?
Probably just getting some rest and relaxation. We'll see.
R&R. Robert?
My weekend is going to depend. Let's see. It'll either go really well tomorrow, or it'll be another bummed out football season coming to an end.
That's right.
So 4:30, we'll see it. The weather's pretty bad here, but we'll see. We'll see if the Ravens take care of business. But to Emily's point, it's been a lot of people around us. We've had the sickness bug hit us pretty hard here at RMS Fitness. I was just talking to Jason at Chisel Fitness. Hey, Jason, hope you're doing well. And he mentioned, you know, he remembers the days of being shut down because of winter, and he worked in the north, northeast, up there in the Massachusetts, right?
I think so, yeah.
And being in that area, he experienced, you know, he told me 22 days before they can make the next delivery because of so much snow.
Wow.
So yeah, that'll definitely put a hurting on you in the middle of your busy season. So, but yeah, get some rest, try to reset, come back Monday. Let's do this again and try to enjoy getting some of this equipment out, because our warehouse is pretty full. So it'd be good to get some of this out and into some of these facilities so they can enjoy that.
Yeah, indeed it is. Our warehouse is definitely busting out the seams, but that's a good problem to have. And as far as myself for the weekend, yeah, I'll be chilling, relaxing for this weekend and enjoying the game and probably even enjoying some good food. But with that being said, if you haven't done so already, please like, subscribe, do whatever you can on Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, all the socials. Give us some support because it helps us continue on and helps us continue supporting the properties out there and the property managers. That being said, everyone, have a good weekend and see you later.
See ya.
Have a great weekend.